As beef moves from pasture to plate, it passes through numerous sectors, including packing, processing, distribution, retail, and food service. This segment between the live animal and the consumer is called the channel, and the Beef Checkoff is at work helping these sectors enhance their movement of beef. Today, we're checking in with Senior Director of Channel Marketing, Laura Hinton, with NCBA, a contractor to the Beef Checkoff. She works with retail partners, assisting them identify and remove barriers to growing demand for beef.
So we might go in with training materials for their store staff or even their corporate staff on things like cookery or recipes, but also things like sustainability questions or questions on antibiotics or hormone usage in the industry, and really just trying to get them to a higher comfort level with beef, but also really give them accurate facts to spread along to their customer base and their store staff so they can answer questions in a more educated way.
Hinton explains NCBA's channel marketing partners with behind-the-scenes staff on corporate and in-store retail, helping them identify opportunities to feature beef, even in current times of tight supply.
They may put beef as an ingredient in a dish, so that's stretching that package further. So maybe they're making kebabs or strips or stir-fry or making a cook-once-dine-twice type solution.
One of the resources both retail and food service channels tap is called Beef University, which is an online educational curriculum split into modules on how beef is raised, the nutritional value of beef in the diet, as well as beef cut ID and cookery. Continued enrollment in Beef University provides evidence of the value of beef's partnership with channel industries. I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the South Dakota Beef Checkoff.